MTG demands 25th Amendment as election to replace her begins after she quit on constituents. By Jasmine Jordan on April 7, 2026. Former Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, escalated her rift with President Donald Trump by calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked against him as voters in Georgia's 14th congressional district headed to the polls in the special election to replace her following her January resignation. Trump warned on Truth Social Tuesday morning that Iran's whole civilization will die tonight unless something revolutionarily wonderful occurs following what he described as complete and total regime change. He wrote that 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end, and said the world would find out Tuesday night during what he called one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. Greene responded on X, 25th Amendment. Not a single bomb has dropped on America. We cannot kill an entire civilization. This is evil and madness. Time magazine explained that Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution allows the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare the president unable to discharge his duties and instead vest those powers and duties in the vice president. Congress can also determine by a two-thirds vote whether to permanently remove the president or to return the president to his duties. Trump has supported Clay Fuller since February to replace Greene in Georgia's 14th district. Fuller serves as district attorney for the Lookout Mountain Judicial Circuit and as a lieutenant colonel and deputy staff judge advocate in the Air National Guard. Trump described Fuller as an America First patriot and said he would help carry out the administration's agenda in Congress. On Monday night, with the special election set for Tuesday, Trump urged Republicans in Georgia's 14th district to vote for Fuller. There is a very important special election tomorrow, Tuesday, April 7th, in Georgia's 14th congressional district. I am asking all Republicans, America First patriots, and MAGA warriors, to please get out and vote for a fantastic candidate, Clay Fuller, who has my complete and total endorsement. GA 14, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you are in line by 7 p.m., stay in line, and they must let you vote. Election day is tomorrow, April 7th. Get out and vote, vote, vote for Clay Fuller, he will never let you down. Greene's resignation created the vacancy now being filled in Tuesday's special election. Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow said in November that Greene's decision to leave Congress after 5 years in office was deeply selfish because it left Republicans with one fewer vote in the House. Since leaving Congress in January, Greene has increasingly focused her criticism of Trump on his foreign policy and military action against Iran. In March, Greene said on CNN that Trump's military action in Iran was creating a perverted, deranged version of MAGA. "This is not what we campaigned for," Greene stated. "We said on every single rally stage, no more foreign wars, no more regime change. It's time to put America first." Greene said Trump's actions were 100% a betrayal of what voters supported in 2024. Greene has also argued on 60 Minutes, for an America First president, the number one focus should have been domestic policy, and it wasn't. Greene's opposition to foreign intervention also led her to align publicly with Code Pink. In December, Code Pink co-founder Medea Benjamin visited Greene's Capitol Hill office and later described her as a strong anti-war voice in Congress. Greene responded that she was fully against funding foreign wars and said she had enjoyed a friendship with Benjamin for a few years. Trump has celebrated her departure from Congress as great news for the country. In December, he declared that Greene was not America First or MAGA. He also referred to her as Marjorie Taylor Greene and said she had become a very dumb person.